those who are here and those who are watching via the live stream. Clerk Tierney, could you call the roll?
Chair Nolan?
Here.
Legislator Litz is not here. Legislator Donaldson is not here. Legislator Kovacs?
Present.
Legislator McCullough?
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion about the March 11th, 2024 meeting minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Passed unanimously. And we have resolutions and only one resolution from the area transit. It's resolution number 205 at the end of the agenda, authorizing execution and submission of a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to apply, accept, and administer 5339C fiscal year 2024 low or no emission grant program and the grants for buses and bus facilities competitive program for the purchase of low or no emissions buses. UCAT. I'd like to take motions as motions to approve the resolution unless specified otherwise. Is there a motion on this?
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about this?
Yeah, we are writing a competitive grant to the FTA. This is for 5 transit vehicles, full-size, well, 35-foot buses. You know, we're at a unique position where, you know, electric buses are, you know, we have a partial electric fleet. We're moving in that direction. This is going to seek to get 2 electric buses and 3 hybrid buses. We consider the hybrid sort of a, you know, it's a stopgap, you know, sort of, because we have routes that we cannot satisfy electric buses. And we have a great need for transit vehicles at this time. You know, our fleet's aging. And so this grant seeks to have the federal government give us enough for 85% of 5 buses.
Great.
Yeah.
And
yes.
85%?
Yeah, and 15% is the local.
And could you just introduce yourself for the people that haven't met you yet?
Scott Workman, Mr. County Area Transit.
Tony Trocia, Mr. County Area Transit.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Legislator McCullough.
I remember maybe the last meeting or there was a proposal for 2 electric buses. Is this something separate?
This is separate. Yeah.
Okay.
We are very behind in our in our acquisition.
So that was something that's okay.
So this is an attempt to catch up and catch up as quick as we can.
Okay, because in the, also there was 4 buses that were being purchased, I think.
There were 4 cutaway buses and 2 electric buses.
So all of that is something separate and this is something
absolutely
separate. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and we would take delivery of these, you know, if we put in the order, say, at the end of summer after the grant has been approved by the MTA, we got all of our financial ducks in a row, you know, the purchase would go in, and this is 2-year plan. So, you know, it's not like we're going to get them tomorrow. Yeah.
And are these 5339 also called Marchitelli funds?
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
I've never heard it called that.
They're not.
That's different.
Highway.
Highway.
The state center provided a matching program for bridges.
For bridges. I thought I had finally learned something. all right. Are there any questions or any concerns about this resolution? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That resolution passes. You're welcome to stay if you would like or head out for post totality celebrations.
I didn't realize they were leaving. UCAT, right? Any update on the training for
NARCAN
for the rabbit?
Yeah, Tony reached out to, we're scheduling a spring meeting. It's been difficult to find a date where we can get 35 drivers.
But you didn't forget about it?
No. I talked to Victoria the other day about it. She's sending some NARCAN over to us, so we will have them ready to go. That's imminent. that is imminent. We're just trying to find a time where we can match up with the sheriff's department to come do the training. We have to do it in sections because we can't seem to get everybody in the same place at the same time. Absolutely not forgotten about in Preston.
Good, because I want people to be safe. I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So, thank you.
Yeah, great question. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't fulfilled my role in chair in a way I'd like to, which is all those issues that have come up like that we keep them on the agenda until we can mark them solved. Mm-hmm. This one is in progress,
yeah, absolutely.
But let's get it solved.
Yeah.
And then we'll take it off the agenda, even though it was just on there in our heads. Yeah. But. And thank you, Legislator McCullough, for realizing that we had old business for the UCAT. Is there other old business or other questions?
I know there's a route study or something like that. Once that's done, then we can update the schedules.
Once that's done, we make decisions, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're eagerly anticipating that process. It's
ongoing.
Still in the infancy. Yeah, it's still very, it just unrolled, just started. So it's bi-weekly meetings on that, and we've got something to report to you. We will 100% do so.
If I may, that's being funded through the Transportation Council. So we do have a consultant on board. They just did their first kickoff meeting. We've got quite a ways to go.
Thank you, Dennis.
There's going to be, two public outreach sessions, where first you have to learn what the public wants.
Right.
And you have to say, look, we came up with these, basket of ideas, and then get feedback. And so those take time. And so this is kind of a year plus process. It's not something that happens overnight, but yeah.
I ride the bus too, so I can get the experience, so I can feel what it's like. So when I ask questions and people ask me, I can relate to it, not just asking questions. So,
sure.
Yeah.
I take it upon myself to ride at least once a month myself. Mm-hmm. I do a different ride every single
month. I
think
everybody should.
And for the same reasons.
Thank you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again.
Appreciate it.
Let's return to the top of the agenda for the resolutions as they appeared in order. That would be beginning with resolution number 159, declaring Ulster County's intent to act as lead agency under New York State Environmental Quality Review Act, SEPA, for the construction of a public safety radio tower and appurtenances to be located at 1915 to 1925 Lucas Avenue in the town of Rosendale, Department of Emergency Services. Would you like to describe this, Director Doyle?
Sure. This is a simple document that basically allows the county to act as a lead agency under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. We have had discussions with the town. They're aware of this. We also have resolutions from the towns themselves to allow us access to the site since we don't own it, so that we can do our necessary testing on the site. We would anticipate that we are... And we've completed a feasibility study on the site that's available. I think it was submitted with this resolution. If not, it certainly is available. And then we've moved to design work right now. And so the next thing we're doing right now is preparing the RFP to do facility design work here. We have a very short list of consultants that have been pre-approved. There are two. So we'll do an expression of interest letter to those two consultants.
No, this is on town property.
It's on town property. Yeah,
town of Rosendale.
Yeah, and we have the dubious jurisdiction that both towns own the building and the land, so we need approval from both.
They both own the building and the land.
It's a really unique and I think highly advantageous to the taxpayers in those two towns. They got basically a free town hall.
Now, how tall would this tower be?
Currently, the radio engineer believes we need a fairly tall tower somewhere in the neighborhood of about 100 to 180 to 185 feet, but it would not need to be lighted. We've done some drone flights down there with the town's permission to take a look and see where our visual assessments are. Mm-hmm. The feasibility study provides additional effort in terms of what's there, where there's adjoining historic districts, where the view sheds would fall. and then the fact that there's no contaminated properties in and around the area that we're currently looking at.
And in the Energy and Environment Sustainability Committee, the question came up as to whether or not there is a potential for cell service providers to be co-located.
Our current design philosophy is that when we build new towers, the design philosophy is we provide for a minimum of 2 cell carriers on those towers. And
one, if feasible?
Generally, there's really not a reason that they wouldn't be feasible. There are some locations. I mean, we had a location in Sorbonne where the town actually didn't want cell carriers on our tower, but generally the feasibility is pretty high, and we can fit them in. We need a lot of real estate for our antennas on a tower. We need a great deal of real estate for our antennas on a tower, but generally we can fit them in, and we designed the tower loading so that we can do that. When it comes down, we'll have a discussion with the community and others about what we have to do with respect to revolution.
Mm-hmm. So we're leasing this land from the towns.
So the short answer is I don't ever like to say the word lease. Bond councils don't like the word lease. We need a property interest. So we may end up with an easement with an annual payment.
Sure.
So, but think of it that way rather than a lease.
Would it be a balloon test?
Yeah, we always do balloon tests on these. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Motion to adopt.
Oh, yes. We should have done that before we began this discussion, I think. Second from Legislator McCullough. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So and I. Thank you. Resolution number 161, approving the execution of contract for $10 million entered into by the county IPARC 87 LLC, Department of Economic Development. Would you like to speak to this, Director Doyle?
With some trepidation, I guess the answer would be yes. mainly because I sat through other committee meetings and know a little bit about the Restore grant. This grant is a grant that was the county applied through an application through Restore New York. The grant is for $10 million. It requires a one-to-one match for IPARC 87, and it would be used for some of the environmental remediation on the site. And I don't have the details of the grant, but that's basically where we're at right now.
I think last year there was a $10 million grant. Is this the same
one.
This is the same one.
Yeah, now we're in contracts right now. Yeah.
Well, IPARC is making progress, slowly but surely, so it's certainly a good thing.
For me, the key is it's a $20 million swing. You know, you have a $10 million grant, they have to invest $10 million. So it's not we're just giving them $10 million or the corporation $10 million.
I think they have to invest $50 million, right? That's what
there's been some changes to the grant application. It was as steep as that, my understanding is it's basically on a one-for-one basis now.
And they have to do the work by the end of 25?
Typically these things have a life to them. They're usually 18 months to 2 years, so, yeah.
Motion to adopt.
Second by Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's go back and pick up Resolution 160, which I skipped. Authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute contracts with the New York State Empire State Development Corporation for state funding for the implementation of a Restore New York Communities Initiative grant and amending the 2024 Ulster County budget, Department of Economic Development. This is the same project we just discussed, but is the grant agreement and disbursements.
Motion to adopt.
Second, Legislator McCullough. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye for me as well. Thank you. Resolution number 163, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $6,680, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Transpo Group USA, Inc., Department of Planning. This is to expand the scope of work to ensure comprehensive public outreach and response for the Coordinated Human Services Public Transit Plan. And is what went up that we need $6,680 extra dollars?
We did a substantial amount of public outreach. The Coordinated Human Service Transportation Plan is designed to essentially help people that are elderly or disabled. And it provides a source of funding for some nonprofits, for the county, for specialized transportation. To give you an example, the program in the past, it's called 5310 Fund. The program in the past has funded buses for ARC, it's funded buses for RUPCO, and it's funded buses, I believe, for Access, et cetera. It's not a substantial amount of money given where we are in terms of the cost of transit, but it's a critical piece for a lot of the nonprofits and a lot of the elderly and disabled people. When we went out and did our initial assessment of individuals that would be stakeholders in this, there was a suggestion by others that we should expand not who we talked to, but where we talked. So this was going down into the southern Ulster County, into the Shongum area, and south of Duke Falls, and also more outreach into the Ellenville area and some of the seniors in Ellenville. So that's been a very, so far we've had really good public outreach with respect to the program. And for me, listening to people having a conversation about what they need and why they need it is not only helps us make decisions with respect to what we fund, it also makes decisions in terms of what the plan says. The reason for this is it's really critical is that if it's not in the plan, we can't fund it. So we have to make sure that the recommendations that are in the plan are something that would be stand the test of time. These plans get updated every 5 years. We're on a 5-year schedule to update right now.
Legislator McCullough.
I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you for including the people in the process of the things that you do. It makes a difference, and at the end of the day, the people who we're supposed to be serving, so they should have an input. So thank you for that.
I went to one of the public meetings conducted by this group, the consultants, and among the very well done planning meetings that I've attended that Ulster County Planning has offered over the years, this was exemplary. And the members of the public who came from different agencies who serve clients, constituents that could be served by this plan and the funding that goes could follow from it were really excellent. So I was very impressed. I'm certainly happy to have this extended to additional sites. Sounds like really important to do that. Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
You didn't make a motion.
No.
Oh, I thought we did. Legislator McCullough makes the motion and Legislator Kovach seconds. Thank you. Resolution number 165, establishing capital project number 696, SUNY Ulster Water Service Line Replacement, and approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, for feasibility study related to the capital project number 696, Water Service Line Replacement, Ulster County Community College, amending the 2024 Capital Fund Budget, SUNY Ulster. I don't see anybody from the college here, but this is total budget of $176,606. It's half New York State funding and would be half Ulster County funding. Any questions or concerns? Still didn't get a motion on this one, did I?
Motion.
Motion by Legislator Kovach, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Ready to vote on this?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution number 189, reestablishing the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee, Ulster County Legislature. I want to say right at the top that this is the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee is the advisory committee to the Ulster County Legislature that has been in existence since 2009, I believe, or about thereabouts, 2010 maybe, and not a new committee that some people have asked for that would be looking specifically at the Ulster and Delaware corridor, called the Track Committee when it existed previously. So we've got the Ulster County Trails Advisory Committee, or UTAC, and then this proposal for a Track Committee or something like that. This is the advisory committee that has membership from across Ulster County and non-voting members from DEP and New York State Department of Transportation, and was a committee formed upon the recommendations of legislator Robert Parity at the time, and others.
A long time ago.
So this committee has been continually reestablished and reappointed, has 14 voting members, and I would just say that the resolution has two places that are to be determined, and we need to be aware that there's going to be a third that would be to be determined, given that Supervisor Mike Baden has resigned from that position and was going to be appointed to this committee as an elected official. This committee's resolution of appointment specifies certain categories of people to make sure that the committee has a broad composition. And we have the chair of the committee, the president. Would you have any questions or like to hear a brief word from him?
Certainly.
Kevin Smith.
Hi, Kevin Smith. Have served as the chair of the committee since, I think, 2020 now. And as Kathy mentioned, we do need to fill, we have one, there's three slots for municipal representatives. And in the past, it's always been the request of the chairman of the legislature that those be filled with active members of town boards or city of Kingston. In this case, Supervisor Baden is very willing and interested in continuing to serve, but recognizing that that may not be possible in one of those three municipal representative slots. We also had another vacancy already, which was previously filled with Supervisor Volk from Schwango. And I had actually invited Supervisor of New Paltz. In that position, and he was actually very interested, but he has just announced his resignation and taking a position with the Hudson River Estuary Program as a climate resilience coordinator, which is fantastic. I feel like we're not losing Neil. He's just moving to a different perch. So we actually have two TBDs in the resolution right now that we need to fill.
And I think, and I didn't ask the legislative clerk about this ahead of time, but I think we could just leave Mike Baden in and leave the two TBDs and then amend them all at the same time when we amend it, and not amend it to be a TBD. I think it's fine. The committee is reporting to this committee. It has reported to this committee in the past. It's reported to Department of Tourism, and it has reported to Department of Health. About 18 months ago, produced a very impressive, maybe it's longer than that now, State of the Trails report for the entire trail system in Ulster County, and I think another one is underway in process.
We're very close to completing the update to that. I can't promise it's going to be quite at the same level of the 2021 report, which was really kind of a watershed moment with our trail development, and especially with seeing for the first time the real imminent possibility of being able to connect so many of these corridors and significant trail facilities.
And connect them into the Empire State Trail
exactly.
As well.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I do have one positive report in terms of appointments, or assuming the legislature approves, which is that David Church, who's the consultant planner to the town of Ulster, has generously offered to serve. He is a resident of Schwangum, I believe, and it will be an absolutely great addition to our committee and representing kind of the more southern part of the county geographically. He's a former commissioner of planning from Orange County and be a real asset. So
that's great.
Excited
and you
about that.
Have him listed in the resolution as representing the historical community, and that's great.
Who will be the third legislator to serve on this committee?
I say we because I actually serve on that committee. Do you want to address that, your efforts to identify the third legislator?
Was legislator Hewitt this past term? Mm-hmm. I don't have somebody identified right now.
If you have suggestions, if you could go ahead and make them directly to Chair Smith, and we'll follow up on that.
Okay.
We do try to have representation across the from multiple parties, if you have interest, let's have conversations.
I'd be happy to speak to Kevin Roberts and see if there's someone who's interested in our.
Yeah, that would be
your direction.
We're looking very closely at the lower Esopus right now because of the
sure.
management planning process that's going on. So
okay.
that runs through several communities.
Yes, it does.
You know,
yep.
as you know. So,
thank you for that question.
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion or considerations? All in favor? Oh, you didn't move this one. Moved by Legislator McCullough.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Resolution 190, authorizing execution of an intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Saugerties as an ARPA, I'm going to say ARPA SLFRF subrecipient, to fund improvement to the village's wastewater treatment system, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. This is a $396,000 project of previously approved ARPA funding.
Motion
to adopt, and second by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution number 191, amending the 2024 to 2029 capital improvement program, amending capital project number 520, highway safety program, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, highways, and bridges. Would you like to say anything about this resolution, what it's going to achieve?
So this has
why
been
we
around,
need it?
This has been around for a number of years. We've utilized it for things like purchasing radar signs, shoulder widening projects, other signage issues. There's some projects have resurfaced that we are considering looking into in design. We have some equipment needs as far as getting some more radar feedback signs. It's capital.
And does the $250,000 cover those specific items to that amount, or is it those items and
it's
may be dropped in?
Yeah, it's a pie. It's, traditionally, it was $250,000, I believe. And so we were refunding it at the same level. I anticipate if we get projects through design, we will establish a separate capital for any construction.
Makes sense. Thank you. Questions from the committee? Did somebody move this?
I did.
Legislator McCullough moved it.
Sorry.
Second by Legislator Kovacs. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The next two resolutions deal with the same project, but we'll take them separately, I think. Resolution number 193, amending capital project number 677, Golden Hill Transportation Improvements, amending the 2024 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This is the construction of a traffic control device at the Golden Hill site, correct?
Do what you want to do.
Well,
so yes, this is a, if you want a resolution, I don't know what we're doing from an adoption standpoint. But yeah, this is essentially what this does is it provides traffic control at the end of Flynn Street and addresses some of the neighborhood concerns relative to that area. And it would be effectively allowing only emergency vehicles through a sensor on that to essentially, if they use their siren, the facility would open up. There's some transmitters associated with that as well. This has been promised to the neighborhood for a number of years, finally getting around to having the designs completed and being able to construct it.
So will Glen Street still be a two-way street?
That's correct. It has to be.
Okay.
Still be a two-way street because of the number of houses up there. It's a dead end up in there now with the Golden Hill closed off except for emergency vehicles. It would dead end.
And did I see that it was initially bid at $52,000 and now it's $119,000 and change?
The original engineer's estimate from, I think it goes back in December, was about $63,000 and change, so say $65,000. Mm-hmm. But this is what's happening to all your capital projects. You would think that $180,000 is a lot of money to spend for a gate.
But I would say
I think we had what, four or five bids. They range. This was the lowest, and they range as high as $179,000. So,
just for a gate.
Just for a gate.
Well, it's a gate that opens to emergency
powered
responders.
Yeah. Gates powered, like I said, it seems like a lot of money.
And we think this is because materials and labor have gone up. We certainly are seeing it across the board, but on this, do we have any sense?
The engineers that did the analysis of the bid basically said that the conduit seemed expensive and there were a few other items that seemed expensive, but look, they run it back against DOT items. And in general, the actual gate itself came in at around 29 and change, and that's what they were figuring on it. It's the ancillary work beyond that.
I see. And if it got unreasonable to the point where we thought that the bids shouldn't be accepted, you would make a recommendation to us to consider rebidding?
That's correct. And the engineer looked at it. His recommendation was to essentially not to rebid it. I mean, he looked at given the range of biddings and the interest. It wasn't just one bid, it was multiple bids.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an opportunity to say that we had that it wasn't looked at, and B, that it wasn't. That wasn't appropriate. There may have been some issues relative to the size of the project versus other things that drive the cost up as well because of the cost of mobilization, et cetera. So there may be some issues there. It's a fairly small project.
So who is requesting this?
The City of Kingston included it in their approval of
Golden Hill project.
The Golden Hill project. However, prior to that, there was an ongoing discussion with the neighborhoods, and the prior administration basically promised the neighborhoods that we would install a gate. It's now a one-way sign up there that they're trying to limit traffic by one-way signs at the end.
Can you just point out where this gate is going? Because I see Glen Street, it's, you know.
So if you go all the way up to the end of Glen Street and you start into the county's Golden Hill Drive right next to the nursing home, it goes about, I'd say, a couple hundred feet into there. And it sits.
So we're going to start to have a screen so that we can.
There's Glen Street coming down. The church up here.
Corner.
Oh. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it comes down, Golden Hill Drive comes down, Glen Street right here, it goes right in here. Right there.
So you won't be able to get to the parking lot then from the street?
That's correct. Yeah, that other driveway is blocked off. You can't actually get in that other driveway. There's a Jersey barrier on that other driveway.
Right here.
Over here. On this side. There's a Jersey barrier over there.
Any other questions or considerations? So, we did move this. I'm sorry, it's post-eclipse. Thank God I haven't. Moved by Legislator McCullough.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Kovacs. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 195, approving the execution of a contract for $108,316.20 entered into by the County Geocorp Contracting, Inc., Department of Public Works. Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator McCullough. This is in reference to the same project. Any questions or concerns? This is listed as $108,316.20, and that wasn't the bid price. The bid price was $1,019 and change.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Unless I got this wrong, the bid price from Resolution 193 was $119,147,000.
There's a contingency outside the contract, just in case.
Okay. So the difference is the contingency.
Yes, and we don't want it in the contractor's contract, so it's outside the contract.
I like that. And the notation in resolution number 193 was that there was no seeker because it was just funding. But this is this contract, should it have a seeker?
No, there's no reason for a seeker on this. This is an existing facility up there. All you're doing is adding traffic control devices, and those are type 2 actions under seeker.
Should we put that into the resolution that it's a type 2 action and requires no further environmental review? I think I'd like to.
Yes. Is that my right answer?
Yes, thank you. I mean, you can argue with me if you want. I make a motion that we amend resolution number 195 to indicate, and I guess I should say where we should indicate, but before the final, after the...
Let's put it in the resolve, if you would, care.
Oh, resolved, yes.
Resolve that the legislature hereby determines that it's a type 2 action under SECRA and no further determinations are required.
That is exactly my motion as an additional resolved, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And my apologies to the committee. I should have put that in there. As a secret watchdog, I should have.
You just made my day.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
You gave us something to do on one of the planning department's resolutions. Actually, it's Department of Public Works, so we can blame them. No, appreciate your agreeing with us, though, that it might be good to have it in there.
Not to take too much of the committee's time, but there's an individual that works for Public Works, Christy Oliveri, that puts these contracts out, cleans up our efforts substantially, and she deserves a substantial amount of credit, at least from my perspective. When I screw things up, Christy fixes them for me, so I'm a lot smarter when she does my work for me.
It takes a community. Thank you. Resolution number 196.
We have to adopt. 195 amended.
Oh, right. We amended. Is there a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt.
Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All in favor of adopting the resolution as amended?
Aye.
Aye. And aye. We can stop celebrating the amendment and pass the resolution. Resolution number 196, approving the execution of a contract for $3,264,667 entered into by the County S&O Construction Services Department of Public Works. This is for the replacement of 3 existing boilers and 4 new boilers at the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center. Anything that you would like to say about this project?
Capital was approved last month. And now we're approving
spending it.
And this is the vendor that will be installed.
Motion to adopt.
Okay.
Any further questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution number 197, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into the county. All States Construction, Inc., DBA, Gorman Construction, Department of Public Works. This is applying fiber-reinforced bituminous membrane surface treatments on various county roads. Is there a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt.
Legislators Kovacs and McCullough, anything you'd like to say about this?
One of our tools in the toolbox, basically.
And so this is a contract for rates per mile? Per foot?
Square yard.
Per square yard? Yes. Per area. Any concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution number 198, approving the execution of a contract assignment and contract amendment for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 and for doing so by the County Geostabilization International, LLC, also known as GSI, and Access Limited Construction, Department of Public Works. Is there a motion?
So moved.
And seconded by Legislator McCullough. Anything you'd like to tell us about this?
This is an extension. An amendment, and name change also. So it extends it for another year, and there's a name change
okay.
to the company.
Takes it out to April of 2025. Which company had a name change?
Geostabilization.
Oh. So that is that not GSI? They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
Or is this a different? Yes. It's, might have the same acronym, but they're not the same company.
No, it's changed to Access Unlimited, Access Limited Construction.
Oh, I see. So you've kept both in. Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
That's fine.
Did we get this moved? No?
Motion to adopt.
Legislator Kovacs and Legislator McCullough. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 199, approving the execution of a contract for $145,566.24 entered into by the County Securitas Technology Corporation, Department of Public Works. This is for the replacement of access controls, fire alarms, camera systems in the county office building.
Yes, this contract is also part of last month's capital project that was approved. There was a meeting in this room a month ago. And Legislator Hansen from the Laws and Rules, I'm sorry,
Law Enforcement Committee
attended, and she stressed the importance of having more security and more security features in this building. So this is in response to that meeting. And
any questions or concerns? Is there a motion?
Motion to adopt.
Legislator Kovacs and Legislator McCullough, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Resolution 200, approving the execution of contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the County Seneca Pavement Marking, Inc., Department of Public Works. Is there a motion?
Motion to adopt.
Legislator Kovacs, yes. Legislator McCullough seconds. This is another rate contract for painting of pavement markings done by bid.
Yeah.
Any other questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Is there any new business?
Any update on Old Delaney Road? It's not looking good over there, not under the bridge.
No update. No updates. Okay.
Which road is this?
Ulster Landing Road.
Ulster Landing Road. Mm-hmm. That is that the same one that Legislator Litz has been concerned about, the culverts?
No, that's no, no. Up on.
So let's put both of those on for new business next month, and if you can give us updates on those, that'll be good. And I have for old business a couple of issues related to the CMRR, the Catskill Mountain Railroad Company, Inc. And planning might be able to help us just update on the air quality monitoring.
That's Brendan's.
Yeah, it's Brendan's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there are monitors in each car. They sent me pictures of them hanging there. We have not gotten any numbers from them at this point.
And these are the TM something?
2.5.
Yeah, measuring particulate matter, yeah. 2.5, but I thought the company was called TM something.
It loses me what the particular unit is that they got, but I do have it.
Okay, and my understanding is you have photographs of where they are in the cars?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if they're continuous or intermittent monitors?
I don't at this point. I know Deputy Laval is working with an outside consultant to kind of hone this data gathering, as well as some ambient information to use in comparison.
Very good, good. Also, the Casco Mountain Railroad Company's activity without a permit in the undesignated section, or activity beyond the limits of their current permit. My understanding is that your department sent a cease and desist letter. Have you received any response from the CMRR on that?
We have not. We received a certified receipt, so they have received it. We have not gotten a response today.
And that was about 2 weeks ago?
They received it on the 30th.
On the 30th.
Can we get a copy of that letter?
If you don't have it, sure. So.
And that relates to, I will say that it's my understanding that the Woodstock zoning enforcement officer or code officer?
Building inspector, code enforcement officer.
Code enforcement officer has issued a cease and desist order as well based on the site work there being preparation for a project that has never come before the Woodstock Planning Board or been submitted. And this was their way of finding out that there was plans for a project out there. So we could probably supply that letter to the committee too, if you would like. Yep. I have a copy if I can get it to you. But if you can circulate all that. And also, I think for the committee's information, the Ulster County Department of the Environment was approached by the CMRR again this year for a waiver from the Ulster County policy against using herbicides on county property. And the CMRR has had multiple years of prior waivers, and has their activities on those waivers have been reviewed by the Department of Environment. Last year, there was considerable concern about the fact that the CMRR had again gone beyond the limits of their permit with the use of their herbicides. And statements were made about looking for mechanical means of controlling the weeds on the rails, but a waiver was issued last year. This year, the CMRR again applied for the waiver, and the Department of Environment has denied the request for the waiver based on, in this past year, that there have been documentation with photographs of what appears to be herbicide application beyond the limits of the permit. That's about a 12-page document, but we can submit that circulate that to the members of the committee as well. And I think then we can carry all those forward as old business going forward. Anything else that was concerned to this committee that we want to discuss tonight? Anything any of the agencies would like to bring up?
701 Grant Avenue, Grant Building.
Grant
Avenue. Your county is under contract. To sell the
building. Oh, that's.
And we hope to have a resolution for your May session.
And I don't know why this reminds me. Thank you. Any questions about that?
That was acquired by a tax foreclosure. Who are we selling the property to? Who are we selling the property to?
I can get that.
Okay.
Unclear reasons, that reminds me that we also need to discuss, I think it's resolution 67 or 69 of 2024, it's the Ag Society resolution. and I say we should discuss it. We did discuss it earlier this year, but it came up at the Energy and Environment Committee last week. And so I just wanted to go back and revisit it. But I didn't write down the resolution number. So let's see if I can find that. This is a sort of resolution to construct a permanent building on the Ulster County Fairgrounds property. And those, any permanent facility requires the approval of, I think, the executive and the legislature. And I do not believe that we granted that with this resolution. I think we asked for the further discussion to take place with the executive. And the presentation by the Ag Society at last week's meeting was that they had not successfully arranged a meeting with the executive. So I implied but didn't state specifically that they should come back to this committee, which is the committee of the origin of that resolution, and work with us around that issue. They certainly have a right to have that meeting, but I think they should come back to us and work with us, and we will help them, you know, get the conversations they need, and also bring to us any supporting documents that will help us understand the benefits and any liabilities of constructing a facility. It's really important for it to come to this committee and not just Energy, Environment, or some other committee, because we want to make sure that the uses at the site are maximizing the benefit to the public. And some areas might be good for solar, for example. We wouldn't want the Ag Society to use that without some kind of evaluation. And I don't know if that the fairgrounds is considered in the facilities and site review that's been ongoing. Maybe you could,
in terms of
highest and best use, you know, what we need, could be doing there, should be doing. It has some use by the Department of Public Works there, right? You have equipment there, and, you know, is that the right amount? Should it be more? Should it be less? Are there areas that we need to look at for, as I said, solar or any other activity that the county might be interested in? So I'd like to bring that resolution back for us to discuss, and just maybe have you have taken a look at the site again in terms of any considerations you have for discussing maybe next month. And I'll reach out to the Ag Society to see if I can help with arranging whatever conversations they need. Does that make sense? Satisfactory to everybody?
Yeah, we have not seen a site plan for it. We would welcome, the planning department would welcome seeing a site plan for it.
Yeah, I think that's, those kind of preliminary steps really need to be in place. And I think the Ag Society was encouraged to go to Energy and Environment by one of the legislators. And, you know, it's not wrong to do it, but I think it's more helpful to go to the committee that's going to be able to bring in planning and do this work. So I will reach out with that message, you know, since the committee is in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I think that's all the work we need to do tonight.
I do have one. You asked a question if there's any other thing. I just want to let you know that the county is completing its work on a proposed tower on Tanchi Mountain. We have bid documents out. We've had a bid return. We're currently analyzing that bid. I would suspect that either in May or in June, you will see a resolution to essentially either award or not award, depending on what our consultants say with respect to that bid document. It's a very expensive tower.
It's a very expensive tower. It's welcomed by the host community.
Yeah, I would say that the town of Olive has been extremely helpful relative to public hearings and something, determination under what they call the Monroe test, the balance of public interest test. So we do have all of those work. And we certainly are going to be proposing a negative declaration under state law.
All right. Anything else from anyone?
How many bids were done on that?
Sorry, I didn't.
How many bids were done on that?
How many bids?
The bid, did you receive?
We currently have one. One of the difficulties is, A, it's a really difficult site to access because of where it is, and two is, because of the anticipated cost, it has apprentice language in the bid. Apprentice language creates difficulty for some of the specialized contractors because they literally don't have an apprentice program. So several of the contractors that had bid on prior sites did bid on this site because of the apprentice language.
Okay. And is the bidding period still open or is it closed?
No, it's closed.
It's closed. All right, so you'll analyze that and determine whether or not to rebid it or to accept the bid?
Yeah, actually we have a discussion with the consultant tomorrow.
Excellent, we'll look to hear more on that.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn from Legislator Kovach, second by Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you all very much. Mm-hmm.